It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, this is Kathleen. Happy Easter.
Hey, ladies, this is Jean. We are so happy to be with you all today.
We really are, and we are in the Easter season still. I hope you don't get tired of me saying that, because I do not get tired of saying
And we need to be reminded of that, because just yesterday I had a thought that was kind of negative coming into my mind, and I said, absolutely not. I'm in the Easter season.
There you go.
Let me stand on your promises, Lord. And I glanced over and I saw through the clouds this beautiful blue sky, and the clouds surrounding it were just absolutely gorgeous. And that's what we have to do, is continually reframe, take captive every one of our thoughts and really believe in the Lord's abundance.
Yes, we cannot control what might just pop into our minds, especially, you know, depending on your personality or temperament.
Yeah.
A lot of things might pop into your mind, but we do absolutely have authority over what we are going to indulge, what
absolutely.
We are going to nourish and nurture, and what we are simply going to dismiss.
That's right.
Thank you so much, but no.
That's correct. And ladies, you have that authority by your baptism to do so, and you have the strength to do so.
Yes.
Jesus commands it, and if he commands it, that means it is done.
Mm-hmm.
It is done.
Mm-hmm.
It is finished.
And that authority and that strength comes from him.
Absolutely.
So you don't need to waste any time thinking, oh, well, no, I don't know if I really am strong enough to have this or do this. No, you don't have to be, because it's not about you.
No, yeah. It's not about. It's beautiful. God is so good. But I wanted to do something fun today.
Okay. I'm about it.
Okay. We're just going to go through scriptures and just pick out something. We're not even going to look. We're just going to open the scripture. You know, if you have one of those days, girls, where you're like, I don't know where we're going, Lord, in our prayer time, and you just want to open up your Bible and start praying about that, that's what we're going to do right here live. We're going to just see how the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us. So I've got my beautiful Bible, the Divine Mercy Catholic Bible, has Jesus, I Trust in You. I love my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I love to write in my Bible.
Yes.
There's something about writing in the Bible
and
dating, you know. That's my inheritance that I'm leaving to my children, my spiritual inheritance, which will bless them far greater than my monetary benefit.
For sure.
But so what do we do? What do you do?
All right.
Girls, I'm just flipping the pages, fanning them.
Yes, she is. Because once you get into the point where you know scripture well, you can kind of manipulate. Okay, well, I'm sort of in the gospel section, or, you know.
Well, let's see what Jesus wants to do. So, Holy Spirit, we know you're here with us, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What word from your word do you want us to meditate and ponder today with our beautiful women listeners? So, y'all just say a prayer out there, and we'll say, Holy Spirit, show us. Okay.
Yes.
Do you want me to just open it?
Absolutely.
This
Have
is
at
exciting.
It. Have at it. Here it goes. Where are we? I need my reading glasses. Where are we? No, we are not.
That's what just opened up.
Jean Whalen. Okay.
I didn't force it. I did not force it.
So Jean has opened up to Sirach, which is actually the chapter that we prayed before we started taping today. So I'm really interested to know, because I thought we sort of like sucked all the juice out of this page.
Evidently not.
Apparently not. We left some good stuff on the table.
Okay, so girls, when you're doing this, like opening up scripture and you see something, I'm a little disappointed that we got Sirach. But no.
This is what he wants to talk
this
about.
This is what he wants to. So
we
don't
miss something.
Right. So don't manipulate when you open up scripture and like, I don't like that one. I'm going to turn it, because that can happen.
Yes.
You stay with it, girls.
Yes.
You stay with it.
You know, I love analogies, Jean. The thing that has come to me with this activity is like, if you just steal a glance at your husband, you know, you're out and about and whatever, and maybe he's doing something or he's talking to somebody, and you just happen to glance over and you catch a glance at him. He has no, you know, he's not posing. There's no, you weren't intending to, I want to see him while he's doing this. You're just catching a glance.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like this, right?
Okay, so we opened up to Sirach. and Sirach is one of the wisdom books, and we are on chapter 51.
Yes, we
chapter
are.
51, and it is a wonderful chapter that I pray frequently. Maybe that's why I'm like, oh, I wanted something different. But no, this is what I need. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have you just put your finger down the column and you just land on a
all
verse.
Right.
Don't
I'm,
even look
I'm
at it.
I'm going to cover part of it so I can't even see.
Yeah. So where are we coming, girl?
Right there.
Okay. So Kathleen put her hand.
It was kind of the second half of verse 12.
Okay. So we're going to start at the beginning of verse 12. Oh, this is a promise. You want to read it, Kathleen?
Let's start up here. Yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning.
My prayer was heard. Oh, boy. I'm feeling really good already, Jean, because as I said, ladies, we prayed this beforehand, and each of us have certain situations going on mm-hmm. in our lives right now. Some
Amen.
Of them, like, literally right now, they're unfolding while we're here taping. And so that is a consolation, just that piece. My prayer was heard.
My prayer was heard.
That's beautiful.
And
already.
Ladies, this is a consolation for you. So let this all rest in that. Like, we're mm-hmm. all together in this. So if you've been praying for something today that is on your heart, the Lord is saying from Sirach 51, chapter 12, my prayer was heard.
My prayer was heard.
Let's continue.
Okay. My prayer was heard. For you saved me from destruction and rescued me from an evil plight.
Therefore, I will give thanks to you and praise you, and I will bless the name of the Lord. You know what it's bringing to me is
sure.
Guardian angels. Mm-hmm. I have really been mm-hmm. thinking of our angels a lot lately,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How we really can live in the rest that the Lord promises. You know, yesterday,
right.
Psalm 23,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
resting in the Lord. He leads us to rest. Well, in Mass, I was thinking, wow, we really can. That is His promise, that we
yes.
can live in the rest. And I thought, well, how can that be, Lord? What does that look like? And I thought of all of our guardian angels that are so spoken about. Angels are throughout Scripture.
Yes, yes. Old and New Testament.
Yes. In mm-hmm. the agony in the garden, when Jesus was face down in the dirt, the angels came to give Him the cup of strength. Angels. Like, they're all over, right? An mm-hmm. angel appears to Mary to announce the good news. Just angels,
right.
angels,
the angels.
Angels
who were there to free Peter and Paul.
Yes.
I mean, they're everywhere.
They're active.
Yes.
They're everywhere in our life.
That's right.
And as I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, that's a strong word that we just read. Rescued me from an evil plight. The beautiful thing is there might be a lot of evil plights going on in all of our world, but our angels, their job is to protect us from an evil plight.
Mm-hmm.
So how
mm-hmm.
many times throughout the day are we protected from an evil plight?
And we don't even know.
We don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Through the work of our angels.
Yes.
Through the work of our guardian angels.
Yes. And I think that next part is important too. That's the our part.
Mm.
It's not a passive thing, as if we just wander through the world and the angels protect us and it doesn't matter what we're doing because they're just protecting us. That would be presumption.
Correct.
That would be part of what Satan tempted the Lord with. Up on the mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throw yourself, or on the top of the temple, throw yourself down.
Right.
Because the angels will make sure that
yeah.
your foot is not dashed again. No, we're not supposed to live in that way. We have an active role. Even as they are fulfilling their role,
mm-hmm.
their God-given role, we are fulfilling ours. And ours is about recognizing the Lord's goodness
mm-hmm.
and giving Him thanks and praise
mm-hmm.
and blessing His name, right? Therefore, I will, and this is powerful, ladies.
Yeah.
If you right now are thinking for yourself, therefore, I will give thanks to you and praise you, and I will bless the name of the Lord. You know, the other thing, Jean, that's coming to me, Father Putnam at one of the daily masses not too long ago, and I can't remember which day it was talking about how often in the media, in TV shows or movies or whatever, the name of the Lord is taken in vain.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Or used as a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how numb we can become.
That's right.
To that.
That's right.
And fail to recognize it for the horrible injustice that it is, mm-hmm. that the name of the Lord would be taken as a curse at the worst, but even just in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I have really been paying more and more attention to how often, and I'm not talking about the hard cursing, you know, kind of things, but just, you know, oh my.
Oh, yes. You know, OMG is another one.
Right. Those kinds of statements are pervasive.
Yeah.
And so to recognize here in this verse, I will bless. Mm-hmm. I will bless the name of the Lord. What does that look like in your life? How often in the course of your day are you saying out loud about how good God is?
Right. Right.
To strangers, to your family, just out loud to yourself while mm-hmm. you're doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be thinking things and the evil one can plant thoughts in your mind that you don't mm-hmm. want about, you know, that could be toward despair or evil intentions of others or whatever. Satan can't see what's going on in your head, whether mm-hmm. you're taking those in or not, but he absolutely can hear what is coming out of your mouth. So whatever might be going through your mind, to say out loud, I bless the name of the Lord. I rejoice in his goodness.
Not only when you speak that, when you are saying that because of role of woman, women have great influence in the world, in our family. We were the last creature created, and that is the masterpiece, as John Paul II says. So our influence is very, very, very great. How beautiful is it when a woman speaks praise from her mouth about the Lord? So what kind of ripple effect does that have in your day and for your family? Mm-hmm. Even just saying, oh Lord, I praise you. Because we have authority and responsibility in our family, that anointing too is becoming upon our children, whether they're in the room or from a distance. Because with God, the actual physical atmosphere, it's irrelevant to him. It is that voice of praise that anoints, and it just resounds. Mm-hmm. And so, ladies, when you are blessing the Lord, when you are giving him thanks, he is absolutely receiving that. He's receiving it, and he loves that. Remember when Jesus was teaching about the lepers? He cleansed mm-hmm. all those lepers, and only one came back to say thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge indicator of our nature, our lower nature, where we will grab something and run.
Yes,
because,
true.
But when you have humility and recognize what just blessed me was because out of love, you reverence the blessing.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that he needs it, like he's a needy God
who's
lacking until you come and thank him. It blesses you because this is part of what it means to walk in truth.
Mm. And it's giving the Lord a kiss. Mm-hmm. Blessing with your mm-hmm. mouth gives the Lord a kiss,
mm-hmm.
which reminded me, I was meditating this weekend on the mouth of the Lord.
Oh,
the mouth of the Lord. And mm-hmm. Sometimes I do this, girls, with scripture. I'll look for the different patterns that he will use. And it's kind of fun. So now he's focusing on what the Lord does with his mouth. Very interesting. He breathes on the apostles mm-hmm. when they're in the upper room. And I just vision that breath being released from his mouth and its power. He's mm-hmm. sharing his spirit, the Holy Spirit, and he's breathing over them, and it results in peace. Beautiful, right? I mean, this is the giving. But then also, he spews out of his mouth lukewarmness.
The lukewarm. Okay, Jean, hang on to that. We have to go to a break.
Already.
But while we're on break, right? I will bless the name of the Lord.
Mm.
While we're on break, give him thanks. Praise his name.
Mm-hmm.
Bless his name. We'll see you after the break, ladies.
Yes, your prayer was heard.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hey ladies, it's Jean. Welcome back to Joyful Echo. We just had a little fun, if you all are just joining us now. We opened up scripture and said, Lord, speak to us with your word. And we are on Sirach, chapter 51, verse 12. And we're just unraveling that and showing you how sometimes in our prayer life, we kind of get a little stuck, and this is a good practice to change things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just opening up scripture. And ladies, please read your scripture. That's the word of God. I cannot tell you how many women do not know how to open up their scripture. Just open it up. The word is living. I promise you the word is going to do something powerful in your soul. So we were talking about how I have been looking through scripture and focusing on Jesus's mouth, and how his mouth, we were speaking of when he comes and breathes on the apostles and they receive peace. He breathes his Holy Spirit, just visualizing that. And then the word that came to me yesterday was he spew, and I even looked it up, means to violently force out.
Right. It's vomit.
It's vomit.
Another translation. Yes.
And he does this with the lukewarmness.
Right.
Not with cold or hot. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, Lord, like it makes him sick when we're near. Either, and this it's an apathy. It's a spiritual laziness, and I'm thinking when we were talking about chapter verse 12, where my prayers were heard, for you saved me from destruction and rescued me from an evil plight. Therefore, I will give thanks to you and praise you, and I will bless the name of the Lord. I was thinking of our lips, our mouth now. This is how you can protect yourself from being spewed out by our Lord in lukewarmness is praise and thanksgiving, because it's a recognition of what God's doing in your life.
Yes, and what he has done. And we have all fallen short on that.
Oh, yeah.
So don't let any, you know, wallowing in the, oh, I've done such a horrible job about this, or I've neglected to do that so many times. Let that go. Okay. Yeah. You have control over right now in this moment.
That's right.
So maybe you recognize that, oh my goodness, some of the most amazing gifts that I've been given in my life, I have neglected, mm-hmm. I have been apathetic toward, or I have talked about them and thought about them as negative things in my life and not gifts. For instance, if you were baptized, mm-hmm. if you were given that gift to be adopted as a daughter of God the Father, and one who will inherit, along with Jesus, everything that the Father wants to give to the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And you have spoken of that as mm-hmm. something, I was raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. If you've said something like that, mm-hmm. okay, this is now a time for you to say, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry, mm-hmm. Lord. Not because there haven't been individual experiences that may have been hurtful or may have fallen short of the glory of that gift, because certainly
yeah.
we've all had things that have happened. Too many people in the world who are sinners, all of us, for that not to have happened. But to recognize now, no. Mm-hmm. That was a profound, eternally changing gift mm-hmm. that I was given.
Oh, yeah.
That I have been adopted as a daughter, as a son of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. Think about, girls, I don't know if you, depending on your age, if you had kids who were around when the Princess Diaries, when that movie came out. Do you remember that, Jean?
Yeah, I do remember.
And that thought that you could just be going around in your everyday life and then find out, wait, what? I'm a princess?
Right.
You know, I have this royal heritage, and how life-changing, and how many young girls watching that movie thought, oh, I wish that would happen. Well,
it has.
It has happened. It has happened. You are of royal descent. You have, by adoption, been made a royal mm-hmm, woman mm-hmm. with an eternal mm-hmm. inheritance that is limitless.
Mm-hmm.
Limitless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you praise His name for that.
I know. And it came at a severe cost
yes,
for our
did.
Lord.
Yes, it did.
I think of like Jesus in front of Pilate, when Pilate was starting to really question Him and He was silent. The lips didn't even move.
Mm.
There was nothing mm-hmm. coming from mm-hmm. His lips. And then I think of, as you're speaking, Kathleen, being Catholic, and for our Protestant brothers and sisters, they would smack us in the face and say, okay, if I believed what you believe, that this is truly Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, I would be bowed down worshiping Him. They don't have that belief system, but we do.
Right. And
we
some
do.
Of them have, growing up in the South, some of them have called us to account.
Yes, they have.
That,
praise
you know,
God
the
for that.
Metaphorical slap.
Yeah.
To say, well, then why do you talk about going to Mass that way? Or why
right.
do you talk about, why aren't you in adoration
right.
every day? Why don't you just make a quick stop if there's a perpetual adoration chapel
right.
in your area? Why don't you make a quick stop every day? And sometimes we need to be called to
yeah.
task on that, just like this verse is doing. Am I blessing His name?
But listen, ladies, when you go on Sunday, and I thank my Protestant brothers and sisters, because I know some of y'all are listening, for calling us out on that, because absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But just think of this, ladies. We go before the Lord on Sundays. I try to go to Mass daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's my starting
it's your
of
love.
My day. It's my love.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And what's happening to the lips? We're receiving the God, mm-hmm. God Himself mm-hmm. on our lips. Like, there's so much with the mouth that is so powerful.
It's true.
It's so
true.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. And that He mm-hmm. would humble Himself and be changed from a little wafer into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and come at the command of man, which is amazing. amazing. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. we, like, yeah, bless the Lord, bless his holy name.
Well, and think about, you know, the reverse of that or the opposite of that, right? How was our Lord betrayed by Judas?
By a kiss.
With a Woo! Kiss. With yeah. his mouth, mm-hmm. right? What is Sirach saying in 51? There are other places here where Sirach says, the Lord has given me this gift, and he has given me this tongue, he has given me these lips, I will use them mm-hmm. to praise him. I don't remember which verse that was,
no,
but it was true. Also in chapter
mm-hmm.
12.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing, we're pulling from Sirach, because this is the book of wisdom. This is the book that says, how do we do this, Lord? How do we praise you? How do I bless your name? And Sirach 51, read that, ladies, because it is asking for the wisdom of God to see things how he sees.
That's exactly it. When we talk about wisdom, we're not talking about earthly wisdom.
No.
How
Mm-mm.
do you know the right thing all the time? No. We're talking about the right thing, meaning God's perspective, mm-hmm. being able to enter into and experience things from a godly mm-hmm. perspective.
Mm-hmm. And it goes on, just a little, I underlined it in my Bible. It is to be found close by.
That wisdom.
That mm-hmm. wisdom. Mm-hmm. Instruction for your souls. Found close by.
Yeah, and it's really close by right now because you're listening to it. So it is right there.
So, yeah, so I'm blown away here. We had no idea. We just said we're going to open up our Bible and see what the Lord wants to say to us today. And I think we are, you know, being in the Easter season, this is a great season. So much grace. We are mm-hmm. in his, we are just, he's pouring from heaven so much grace. Our angels are standing close by just with such joy in their hearts. And we want to take advantage and receive all the blessings. So when a negative thought comes in your mind, because the enemy, it can come from you or it can come from the enemy. It will not come from God, I can
right,
tell you. He will
right.
never crush you. He will always affirm you and build you up. But if look at your thoughts, take captive, it says in Timothy, you know, take your thoughts captive, which means you have the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then bless the Lord. Bless
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I know you've got a plan here. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I bless you out loud. I bless mm-hmm. you out loud, and that blessing is resonated on my children, on my grandchildren, on my husband right now.
Neighbors, coworkers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just go through and be, instead of being a thermostat, a thermometer in the room where you're going to react to whatever the room's going on, be that thermostat, which means you're going to change the room because you are blessing the Lord. Blessing the Lord. You can change dynamics, the trajectory of many people's walk.
Yes.
With the power of the Lord's name.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to take that power now into prayer.
Into prayer. It's time already. Wow.
So you may want to have a moment and pull to mind, what is that prayer that you wish the Lord to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And let's bring it before him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Oh, we're going to start with verse 12 in Sirach 51. My prayer was heard, for you saved me from destruction and rescued me from an evil plight. Therefore, I will give thanks to you and praise you, and I will bless the name of the Lord. Well, let's continue, Kathleen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need my
That's
glasses.
All right.
My eyes were closed.
Praise the Lord, she can see.
While I was still young, before I went on my travels, I sought wisdom openly in my prayer. That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we are seeking your wisdom through your Holy Spirit right now in this prayer.
Wisdom for every one of our listeners right now, Lord. Bathe them from on high the gift of wisdom, Lord, wherever they are, because you have heard their prayer. And our praise is always on our lips. We thank you for the gift of lips, the gift of mouth. The power of the tongue mm-hmm. is like a rudder on the ship, James says. Bless our tongues, Lord, with your wisdom, that it will be a balm of Gilead for those listening and receiving. We just ask for that grace for every woman listening to us right now. Wisdom, Lord. Wisdom, bathe us in your wisdom. And we seek it today.
Yes, we do. Move our thoughts, Lord, those thoughts of truth of your goodness from our minds and our hearts onto our lips, that we can proclaim it for ourselves to hear, for all supernatural beings to hear, and for other human beings to hear, Lord.
We ask for the grace, it says further down, I made progress. Lord, I made progress therein. To him who gives wisdom, I will give glory. And I just pray right now that every woman will be able to see how she is making progress in her life with you, Lord. I pray she will see that today, that you will clear the scales from her eyes, that she is no longer blind, but now that she can see. Let's just pray, Lord, for your wisdom to come against anything in the eyesight, whether it be physical or spiritual, that is blinding her, the way she perceives herself and others, so she can see the progress that she is making therein. Who gives wisdom and glory. Lord, you are working with us. Mm-hmm. You are working with us.
And
you do the work.
We praise you and we bless you in that work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I love chapter, verse, Kathleen, it says verse 16, 18, for I resolved to live according to wisdom, and I was zealous for the good. Let's just make that resolution now. Ladies, in the name of Jesus, we resolve to live according to wisdom.
We will take steps, however small they need to be, Lord, but they will be in the direction of your goodness.
Yes, Lord, and zealous. Fill us with a zeal, Lord, for your goodness. Remove any lukewarmness. We want to receive from your lips the breath of the Holy Spirit, filling us with holy zeal, holy wisdom, holy courage, Lord, to live out the life that you've called us, holy joy, holy joy. So we will know the victory of this Easter season. We just want to ask you, Lord, to breathe your wisdom, your peace, your Holy Spirit upon us now. Breathe it into our families, into our world, into our government. Lord, it is power. When you breathe, world changes. And we want to receive your peace. Come upon us now, Lord, so we will be zealous for the good.
And we make this prayer, as always, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. All right, ladies, join us next week for a new Joyful Echo. We will be walking with you joyfully through this Easter season.
Absolutely. And you can find more out about us on our Facebook, Joyful Echo.
Yes, you can.
Log in to Joyful Echo, and you can hear our recordings and also on the Carolina Catholic Media Network app. Thank you, ladies.